You probably know this is one of the biggest weekends in the entire year for opening movies, the holiday week. And several of the movies are opening today. So we have a special bonus edition of our weekly movie review digest. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Unless you work for Ebenezer Scrooge himself, many of you will have some time off around Christmas, and the movie studios hope to lure you either to their highbrow Oscar contenders or perhaps something with a lot of bathroom humor. First up in limited release is the long-awaited film version of Andrew Lloyd Webber's smash musical theater opus, The Phantom of the Opera. It stars relative newcomers Emmy Rossum as the lovely Christine and Gerard Butler as the mysterious disfigured phantom with a silky smooth singing voice.
Let your mind start to journey through a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the life you knew before. Let your soul take you where you long to be.
The majority of the critics want this phantom to stay down in the sewers of Paris. Variety's critic enjoyed it, saying it evokes the original show while working as a movie in its own right. But the New York Times warns it lacks both authentic romance and the thrill of memorable spectacle. And the LA Weekly moans that watching the passionless phantom with its goofy dime store romanticism and tawdry pop ballads is akin to dying and waking up in your parents' easy listening radio hell. Also in limited release, Don Cheadle and Nick Nolte star in Hotel Rwanda, the true-life story of a hotel worker who reached out to save thousands of refugees during one of the bloodiest genocides in modern history.
There will be no rescue, no intervention force. We can only save ourselves.
The nation's critics are raving about this intense political drama, with many calling Don Cheadle a sure Oscar contender for Best Actor. The New York Times says Cheadle gives a magnificent understated performance and also appreciates how the film suggests the mass slaughter without actually showing the gore. Richard Roper of Ebert and Roper gushes it is perhaps the best movie of the year, and Rolling Stone calls it a film of rare courage and imperishable heart. And speaking of rare courage, Barbara Streisand returns to the big screen for the first time in 8 years, playing Ben Stiller's way-out mother in Meet the Fockers, the sequel to the huge box office hit Meet the Parents. This time around, Stiller has to deal with Babs and his hippie father, Dustin Hoffman, meeting the uptight Robert De Niro clan.
L'chaim, everyone.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Like you have popcorn stuck in the throat. It's a huh.
Okay, it's a family.
Well, the film critics certainly have no holiday cheer for this sequel, with many complaining about the over-the-top bathroom humor. The LA Daily News gripes, never has so much talent been wasted with so little imagination. The Minneapolis Star Tribune calls it a weary retread without a fraction of the inventiveness that sparked the original. And the LA Weekly says it feels like a big-budget Dharma and Greg episode with toilet jokes. Hey, maybe so, but these are legendary Academy Award winners delivering toilet jokes, mister. And that means this is going to be the best Christmas ever.
Slate Summary Judgment from writer Mark Jordan Ligon.